Starmer's smoke and mirrors. Keir Starmer's first conference speech as leader repeated the age-old myth of national interest. That completely ignores the vast division in Britain today. We all know there is a world of difference between the opportunities and protections made available to the rich elite, and the way in which working-class people have been exploited and sacrificed. Starmer avoided detail or any sort of reasoning. Instead, he opted for emotive subjects, themes like family values and constant clichés about decency and fairness. While the speech did land a few jabs on Boris Johnson's record in government, they were very weak. He is critical of the government's record, but simply will not speak out against the ideology and private interests which underpins every move the Tories have made. In other words, he won't speak out against capitalism and all the failures that come with it. Instead of program points or any substance, Starmer developed his speech into a patriotic ramble, talking about making Britain the best country to grow up in, and the best country to grow old in. There is a significant amount of mistrust and anger in society right now, and much of it is not aimed in the right direction. With that in mind, it is highly irresponsible for a Labour leader to use borderline jingoistic slogans, aimed at grasping onto a sense of Britishness that has never existed. We know COVID has hit Britain hard, because of the deliberate underfunding of services, because of disastrous sell-offs, and because of the conditions which constantly force workers into precarious situations. These are all symptoms of capitalism. We have no use for knighted individuals who want to use the smoke and mirrors of patriotism to mask the underlying cause of hardships. We need a real opposition to the establishment. We need a party for the workers. Alex Brown, Sheffield Socialist Party.